God morning to you. Accept what God allows. As the second wave of coronavirus infections and deaths are spiking around the world and again threatening to lock down households, communities, businesses, cities, and even nations, there seems to be strong disagreement, at least in the United States, upon what the national response should be. Being more of a scientist than a politician, I do have my opinion. But I have found comfort and a personal course of action in the first words of a song. It seemed that it was at least 12 or 13 years ago that Bishop Richard Mr. Clean White, dealing with the death of four of his best members in a car accident, called and asked Twinkie Clark to see what she could do with the words God had given him. Those words, accept what God allows. I did not get any further than that one sentence before the Holy Spirit put before me Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, and Philemon. It was the Apostle Paul, possibly the greatest evangelist in the New Testament, that was under house arrest in Rome. His great ministry for the Lord had been arrested by his arrest. Yet, the point the Lord was making to me was that Paul did not fight against his situation. Scripture does not suggest that Paul, while under house arrest in Rome, chained to rotating squads of soldiers, spent his time quietly praying for the Lord to get him out of prison. What Paul did, simply put, was to seek another way to serve his Lord and Savior, another way to serve his God. Accept what God allows. Paul, the traveling church planter, apostle to the Gentiles and encourager to churches, though sidelined by his arrest, continued his ministry under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit through the writing of letters. Paul's fruitfulness for the cause of Christ was not diminished by his imprisonment. The prison epistles, as these four letters are called, were not letters of gloom and doom full of self-pity because of his circumstance. In fact, in each of these letters are nuggets of wisdom that have been encouraging and instructional to the saints of God down through the years and even today. Accept what God allows. If you are not convinced that we can prosper in the Lord when we learn to accept what God allows, I offer the following scriptures from the prison epistles as undeniable evidence that we can. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Ephesians 3, 20 and 21. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Philippians 3, 13 and 14. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4, 13. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Colossians 3, 16 and 17. Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one. Colossians 4 and 6. For perhaps he departed for a while for this purpose, that you might receive him forever, no longer as a slave, but more than a slave, a beloved brother, especially to me, but how much more to you, both in the flesh and in the Lord. If then you count me as a partner, receive him as you would me. But if he has wronged you or owes anything, put that on my account. Philemon 15 through 18. Saints, we are facing a global pandemic that is spiking. What that will mean for all of us is known only by God, but I choose to accept what God allows. And I will seek God's face to guide me into how I and our church can best serve him during these strange and difficult days.